Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 11, verses 1 through 45. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, he went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, The teacher is here, and he is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and seen what he did, believed in him. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Martha, when she speaks with Jesus, says a very excellent thing. "I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." That is true. She believes. She's to be commended for this. And yet what Jesus says, even though it maybe sounds like a rebuke, must be heard. He is expanding it. It is kind of like when Jesus says to the woman who cries out about Mary, "Yes, certainly, blessed is my mother, but blessed rather, blessed even more so, blessed her first maybe, but all of us as well, are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And the point is drawn, as we made this morning in Bible class, that Jesus is this word. Jesus is this point. Jesus is far more than the means. He's the focus of why, yes, of course, her brother will rise again on the last day in the resurrection. "I am that resurrection and that life," Jesus says. "Because whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who in that way but lives and believes in me then never dies again." We have here what Revelation explains and talks about a bit when it speaks about a first death and a second death. The fact that beyond simply this life, which our Lord overcomes probably in the most dramatic way in this occasion, when he raises a man who has been dead for 4 days, beginning to see corruption already, of course, which our Father in heaven did not let his Son see, that death can be dealt with. But the death that comes after it, even worse, the death of hell, the death that is eternal. But those who live and believe in Jesus then will never die again. And that is the great promise of the beatific vision and eternal life, that it doesn't end, that there will be no more tears, that there will be no more funerals and sadness as there is on that day. "Do you believe this?" Jesus says. And her answer may seem to not make sense. "Yes, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son who is coming into the world." But that is the best answer of all. It's the answer that shows that Martha does understand what Jesus has said, that she has not given up on her hope in the resurrection to eternal life at the last day. She has now begun to reorient her understanding of that last day through the one who stands right before her, Jesus, her Lord, not just her friend or the friend of her brother, but God himself, the Son of God come in the flesh, the one who is going to raise her and Lazarus at the last day. And of course, Jesus has twinkles in his eye throughout this whole passage because he has something much more planned right now. Now there is something we should learn from this as well, that when we want to comfort those who are in mourning, when we want to comfort our friends who are mourning Joan right now, or others closer to them perhaps, talking about Jesus is the best possible thing we can say. This is what 1 Thessalonians 4 says also. It says, Paul lays out for those who are distressed about death, that since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so with him, God will bring with him all those who have fallen asleep. At the end of the whole section where he lays out what the last day that Martha looks forward to, what it will look like, he says, therefore, comfort one another with these words. This is our Lord Jesus. This is the confidence we have. Is he not risen from the dead? Will we not spend, in the midst of all our convention work, our worship and our prayers focused on this all summer long? How wonderful. Then let us, in the midst of death and sorrow and for our friends who are mourning, point them, yes, to the resurrection at the last day, especially point them to Jesus Christ through whom it will come. Now, there's a big objection here, and it's an objection that our friends will make. It's an objection that Jesus' opponents seem to have made, or maybe the ones who did believe in him. This is the guy who can heal the blind. This is the guy who we know can raise people from the dead. This is maybe the first public example that they've seen for Jesus. How could he not have kept this man from dying? Well, how could he not have kept my father, my friend, my coworker, the person that I missed? Of course, the answer is he could have. He always could have. The Lord, though, says this whole event has happened to show us that there is no contradiction in the fact that people are dying, and that the Lord, yes, maybe could have done a very miraculous miracle, as we see here, to prevent that. The Lord did not do that even with his best friend on earth, as it were. But when he doesn't in the moment, know that he will. That's where Martha's great confession is true. At the last day, our Lord will raise all of our beloved dead in Christ. To believe in him is to have this promise that, yes, even though we die, a passage we hear at every funeral, yet shall we live. And the hope is then far different than what you or I probably would think, that this is a desperate survival game and therefore it's kind of a failure every time somebody passes away. Not at all. All of this happens today in this passage so that we will believe that the Father has sent Christ and that he is the resurrection and the life. And believing this, we have life in his name. Believing this, we have every confidence for the last day. Believing this, we do have something to say in the face of death. And we should learn what Jesus says here about his friend Lazarus, what he also said so beautifully about little Talitha, the girl who had passed away. Now death is but a slumber. Now our bodies are in the ground, and we wait for the day when, yes, from death he will awaken me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. Martha loves this truth. Martha knows this truth is in Jesus Christ. And you should know that this is most certainly true also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.